Recording 13. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer A, B or C. Question 1. You overhear a girl leaving a voicemail message.
Hi, Nadia. Just wanted to talk to you about my birthday party on Saturday. We're all going to the Mansion restaurant, as you know, and I've booked for 12. Well, Helena has just said she can't come, and I was wondering about inviting Nikki instead. She's fun, but you know what I mean, don't you, when I say she can be a bit loud and not everyone gets on with her. I think I know what you'll say, but let me know what you think. Ring me back as soon as you can, won't you? Hope you can still come. Hi, Nadia. Just wanted to talk to you about my birthday party on Saturday. We're all going to the Mansion restaurant, as you know, and I've booked for 12. Well, Helena has just said she can't come, and I was wondering about inviting Nikki instead. She's fun, but you know what I mean, don't you, when I say she can be a bit loud and not everyone gets on with her. I think I know what you'll say, but let me know what you think. Ring me back as soon as you can, won't you? Hope you can still come.
Question 2. You hear two friends talking about the weekend.
Hi, Martin. Did you have a great weekend?
Well, you know my brother Toby lives in Australia, don't you? He's back, but only for 2 weeks. He'd promised we would have a weekend away together, and he suggested this adventure camp. He said he'd chosen it because he knew I'd love it, and I did. What I didn't know was that he'd also invited 3 of his old school friends, and he spent most of the time catching up with them while I did rock climbing and sailing on my own. I met some quite cool people my own age, but that wasn't why we went, was it?
Hi, Martin. Did you have a great weekend?
Well, you know my brother Toby lives in Australia, don't you? He's back, but only for 2 weeks. He'd promised we would have a weekend away together, and he suggested this adventure camp. He said he'd chosen it because he knew I'd love it, and I did. What I didn't know was that he'd also invited 3 of his old school friends, and he spent most of the time catching up with them while I did rock climbing and sailing on my own. I met some quite cool people my own age, but that wasn't why we went, was it?
Question 3. You hear two students talking about a school project.
Have you started the science project yet, Sally?
No, I'm still looking for ideas. How about you? What are you going to do? You always have such interesting ideas.
I think I'm going to do something about chemicals in food. You know, what we put in our lunchboxes every day and what they do to us. Don't you have any ideas at all?
Well, I was thinking about something like that too. I was watching something on TV about how fat's not always bad for you. But wouldn't you mind if I did that sort of project too?
No, that's okay. We can help each other out, can't we? Have you started the science project yet, Sally?
No, I'm still looking for ideas. How about you? What are you going to do? You always have such interesting ideas.
I think I'm going to do something about chemicals in food. You know, what we put in our lunchboxes every day and what they do to us. Don't you have any ideas at all?
Well, I was thinking about something like that too. I was watching something on TV about how fat's not always bad for you. But wouldn't you mind if I did that sort of project too?
No, that's okay. We can help each other out, can't we?
Question 4. You hear two people talking about a gym.
I've signed up for a class at the gym tomorrow. It's the only way I can make myself get there. I'd really like to do some martial arts or yoga, but they only have fitness training and that kind of thing. But even if I'm not that keen on whatever it is, at least I go.
They need to extend the choice a bit more.
They'd get more people using the gym then, wouldn't they?
It's open from early to late, and there's often hardly anyone there.
I know.
But at least I get to use whatever equipment I want. And it's in excellent condition because it's not used much.
I've signed up for a class at the gym tomorrow. It's the only way I can make myself get there. I'd really like to do some martial arts or yoga, but they only have fitness training and that kind of thing. But even if I'm not that keen on whatever it is, at least I go.
They need to extend the choice a bit more.
They'd get more people using the gym then, wouldn't they?
It's open from early to late, and there's often hardly anyone there.
I know.
But at least I get to use whatever equipment I want. And it's in excellent condition because it's not used much.
Question 5. You hear a girl talking about a website.
I need to get some information for our project about animals in Australia.
You've looked at the websites Mrs. Wilson recommended, haven't you?
Some of them.
Well, this one is the best. Look, you have to make sure you follow the links or you end up looking at loads of stuff which isn't relevant and you can waste a lot of time. But I found information I can use. And you don't have to worry about whether it was written ages ago, as what's great about it is it gets added to every day. Unlike some of the other websites, where the statistics were from a few years back.
I need to get some information for our project about animals in Australia.
You've looked at the websites Mrs. Wilson recommended, haven't you?
Some of them.
Well, this one is the best. Look, you have to make sure you follow the links or you end up looking at loads of stuff which isn't relevant and you can waste a lot of time. But I found information I can use. And you don't have to worry about whether it was written ages ago, as what's great about it is it gets added to every day. Unlike some of the other websites, where the statistics were from a few years back.
Question 6. You hear a man talking about his job.
You're not working today, are you, Anton?
No, I've got 2 days off. I'll go for a run. Driving a taxi isn't a great way to keep fit, as you're sitting down all day. If I had the choice, I'd prefer a more active job. But to be honest, I miss it when I'm not in the taxi.
Do you?
Well, you know I love chatting and you meet such interesting people. Some can be annoying, of course, but I don't take any notice. By the end of a shift, though, I'm getting tired. All that driving through traffic from morning to night, getting people to places on time.
You're not working today, are you, Anton?
No, I've got 2 days off. I'll go for a run. Driving a taxi isn't a great way to keep fit, as you're sitting down all day. If I had the choice, I'd prefer a more active job. But to be honest, I miss it when I'm not in the taxi.
Do you?
Well, you know I love chatting and you meet such interesting people. Some can be annoying, of course, but I don't take any notice. By the end of a shift, though, I'm getting tired. All that driving through traffic from morning to night, getting people to places on time.
Question 7. You hear a teacher talking to a group of students.
So, for our school trip tomorrow, you should all bring waterproofs just in case of rain, although the forecast says the showers will clear up by the morning. But you never know, the rain might come back later. It's quite chilly today, but temperatures will rise as the sun is going to come out, apparently, by midday. So you'll also need hats and sun cream. You won't forget them, will you? Luckily, the humid weather we had last week isn't going to return till Friday, when we'll probably have thunderstorms. So we might have to move the sports day to next week. So, for our school trip tomorrow, you should all bring waterproofs just in case of rain, although the forecast says the showers will clear up by the morning. But you never know, the rain might come back later. It's quite chilly today, but temperatures will rise as the sun is going to come out, apparently, by midday. So you'll also need hats and sun cream. You won't forget them, will you? Luckily, the humid weather we had last week isn't going to return till Friday, when we'll probably have thunderstorms. So we might have to move the sports day to next week.
Question 8. You hear two people talking about someone they met.
It was a great evening, wasn't it? And it was good to meet Leo's friend, Connor.
The New Zealander who's staying with him?
Yeah, he was fun. He made everyone laugh.
You didn't really think his jokes were funny, did you? I wanted to hear what Leo had to say about his new job. The rest of us could hardly get a word in.
I suppose he did rather dominate, now you mention it. But he also had some good stories about living in a small town. Some of it was fascinating.
I think half of it wasn't true.
It was a great evening, wasn't it? And it was good to meet Leo's friend, Connor.
The New Zealander who's staying with him?
Yeah, he was fun. He made everyone laugh.
You didn't really think his jokes were funny, did you? I wanted to hear what Leo had to say about his new job. The rest of us could hardly get a word in.
I suppose he did rather dominate, now you mention it. But he also had some good stories about living in a small town. Some of it was fascinating.
I think half of it wasn't true.